Is your goal in business to somehow like trap or harm or hurt your customers? I hope not. And frankly, I think that most people who subscribe to my channel, to subscribe to my work, who subscribe to my email list, I think that if that's you, like you're probably not of this attitude of like, I just want to exploit the marketplace. I just want to exploit my customers to the max. And yet there's this super common image, this super common name, and a name is an image, right? There's this super common name that's used for a specific type of highly effective online marketing funnel that implies this whole exploitation or damaging of your customers. And that's the tripwire funnel. And so today we're going to talk about tripwire funnels. We're also going to put a whole new frame, a whole new name around them. And we'll talk about how powerful they can be for your business. That's what we'll talk about in today's episode. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. So back in 2014 at the Titans of Direct Response, funnels were really becoming like the thing in online marketing around that time. And one of the most common names for a funnel at that time that was popular for acquiring new customers, for getting new customers, was the tripwire funnel. And the whole premise of this is it's a low price product that is designed to get someone to spend their first dollar with your business. Because once somebody has spent their first dollar with your business, and dollar, you know, $1 not being the exact amount, but that made their first transaction, because once somebody has made that first transaction with the business, they become much more comfortable with doing more business with you. And it is a super, super solid principle that you can rely on pretty much across the board, that if you can get someone to have a first transaction, and then especially if you can get them to have a second transaction, that customer becomes many, many, many times more valuable to your business than someone who, let's say, signs up for a free email list or whatever. And oftentimes it can be far more profitable to acquire, spend money on paid traffic to bring people in the door through something that is actually a direct offer of a low price product versus a lead generation. Now, there's places for each. Like lead generation funnels can be valuable, and you know, tripwire funnels can be valuable, and et cetera. But there's still this issue that I have, and this was brought up at Titans of Direct Response, and I can't claim credit for it. In fact, the credit goes to Ryan Lee, who's a very successful fitness and health marketer. And Ryan said, why are we calling these tripwires? Like a tripwire, if you think about it, there's a booby trap or a bomb or something like that that is tripped, like the tripwire is tripped, and then the booby trap captures somebody or the bomb explodes them or whatever. And in business, I know that there's this like classic mindset of just, you know, exploit the customers to the max. But better business is let's develop a long-term mutually beneficial relationship with these people such that they get more value out of coming to us than we get more value out of going to them. And this, it's like this snowball positivity effect, right? And why would you start that relationship with a tripwire? Why would you start that relationship with a booby trap or a bomb, right? You don't want to do that. Like a long-term relationship should not be started with a booby trap. And so Ryan specifically called these welcome mat funnels. And he said, why not call this laying out the welcome mat? Why not say, we are laying out the welcome mat to welcome new customers into the door? And fundamentally, the strategy is the same, right? Fundamentally, like the techniques and tactics are the same, but the strategy and principle behind calling this a welcome mat versus a tripwire is, hey, I'm here to actually welcome you into my world and to show you what all positive experience is available to you through this introductory offer, versus, hey, I'm here to, you know, exploit you, to booby trap you, to whatever. And so that stuck with me to the point that now we're talking like it's 7 years later, almost, from the Titans direct response. And here I am still thinking about Tripwire versus Welcome Mat. And even though it's far more common out in the world to see people calling it a Tripwire funnel, the Welcome Mat funnel to me just resonates more, because if I want to get new customers, I want to start with a great experience. And so I'm saying this, and I'm talking about this today, and I'm thinking about this today, because actually in 2 days, I'm going to be doing training for my BTMS Insiders members on Welcome Mat funnels to get new customers. And in general, just how to structure, how to think about this, where it applies, how it applies in different scenarios. So if you have a higher ticket service offering or coaching offering, how can you still use a Welcome Mat funnel for your business, versus if you have like an info product business, versus if you have perhaps an e-commerce or physical product business, like what are the different ways that this applies? How can you think about this in terms of offer structure? How can you maximize profits from a funnel like this, such that you're acquiring the maximum number of customers, but also you're not just like it? Oftentimes the initial sale in a, let's call it a Welcome Mat funnel, the initial sale actually loses money. And so you have to have additional sales after that. And so we'll talk through that. I'll give some examples of how this can work. I'll talk about some optimizations of that. But the big thing here that I wanted to convey in today's episode is hey, like when we're trying to acquire new customers, our mindset matters. And if we think about how life is long and someone can, you know, they could start today as being a $5 customer, and 3 months from now, 3 years from now, they could be a $5,000, $50,000, $500,000 customer. And if you just think in terms of how can I exploit this person, how can I booby trap this person into spending a bit of money with me today, your mindset is all wrong versus how can I welcome this person into my world in a way that gives them tremendous value and that makes them much more likely to want to do business with me again, while also ensuring, of course, that any kind of structure that I have set up to acquire these customers is going to be profitable, is going to be something that I can scale to whatever my business's goals are. And oftentimes it is these Welcome Mat funnels that do allow you to scale significantly on cold traffic because of the structure and nature of this. And we'll talk about how this works across a few different industries, et cetera, in my BTMS Insiders Monthly Insiders call. Now, these calls are actually, these are exclusive benefits for BTMS Insiders members. You get to attend live if you're a member, plus you have access to all the previous month's calls recordings. You can check out the link in the description to the monthly insiders calls with this episode. And this month for July 2021, it's going to be Welcome Mat funnels to get new customers. And we'll be talking about what I've talked about today. But basically, the idea is that, hey, if you can figure out how to get that first transaction and how to acquire customers at scale at favorable economics, you have a lot of opportunity in your business. And oftentimes the way that you're going to do that is through a Welcome Mat funnel. Same thing applies to helping clients out and helping them figure out how to scale there. So I'm Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Leave a comment. Let me know. Do you prefer tripwires or Welcome Mats? Would you prefer to be tripped with a tripwire or to be welcomed with a Welcome Mat? And how do you feel about that for your customers as well? Also, in that comment, let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found this and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? How are you going to perhaps approach your entire thinking about funnels differently as a result of this? Tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you and so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including new episode notifications and more. And by the way, BTMS Insiders, it's like Netflix for copywriting and marketing training. So you pay one low monthly fee and you get access to all the training and content that is there. You can check out a link in the description to that as well. Again, I'm Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Always aim for 10 out of 10 value. Hope I've delivered it here, and I look forward to catching you again in the next episode. See you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.